Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to Divine Deliverance Ministries, located here in the Fort Worth, Texas area. And this is Evangelist Suzanne Spain. You can reach us at divinedeliverancemin.com or divinedeliverancemini@gmail.com. And we are so excited to be with you on this morning. I tell you, it's been a while since we've been here on Blog Talk Radio, but we are blessed and we are thankful. God has allowed us to be with you again on today. Our broadcast is going to be short today. Usually we broadcast for a half an hour, but today we will only broadcast for 15 minutes. We just want to let you know that we are back up and running, and we will be broadcasting, the Lord bless, on each Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. We are thankful to God for the things that He is yet doing in the ministry He has given us the opportunity to lead, and we just thank God for Him. We thank Him for the transitioning of the ministry as well, and we will certainly give you more information about that over a period of time as God reveals things more and He begins to move us in position. So I just, again, I thank God for the opportunity to be with you on this morning. And for those of you who have listened to our clippings of the past messages, send us a word. Send us a message, if you would. Send us a message. Let us know how, if the words that we have, the Lord has laid upon our hearts to give to you, if they have encouraged you, if they have blessed you, send us an email at divinedeliverancemini@gmail.com, or go to our website at www.divinedeliverancemin.com and let us know. There's a tab there that you can actually let us know, send us an email, let us know how we're doing. You can request for prayer and things of that nature. Or if you don't like doing that, you're welcome to give us a call. And our number is 844-773-7336. Again, that's 844-773-7DDM or 7336. And again, we thank you so much for joining us on the Blog Talk Radio. We thank you for listening to all of our clippings in times past. Truly, God is a good God. And we certainly want to do what thus says the Lord. We want to continue to do His will, continue to do what He has for us to do. And as I am speaking to you now, there were a couple of things that the Lord had laid upon my, impressed upon my heart. And I thank God for the ministry title that He's given to me, Divine Deliverance, because truly, we do believe that there is true divine deliverance in Christ Jesus. And you say, why do we say that? Well, as I often testify of my life and the way the things that I was doing and how I was living prior to the Lord saving me and delivering me and sanctifying me and filling me with this precious Holy Ghost, I know that if the Lord could save me and He could bring me out of sin, then I know that it is He is able, and it is a very doable thing that He can deliver you out of your sin. I would not tell you anything that I did not know or that I had not experienced on my own. I know that the Lord is able to save. I know that He is able to deliver, and I know that He is able to set free. And as I often testify of, the fact that I was doing smoking cigarettes 2.5 packs a day, and if you're familiar with more menthol, the green packages, the long cigarettes that look like cigars, I smoked 2.5 packages. I drank Crown Royal and Weller's, W.L. Weller's, and I drank wine on a daily basis. I've not done any of those things since the Lord saved me some 20 years ago. I thank God because even in the midst of all of that, you know, as young people, sometimes we get caught up in relationships, and in those relationships, we tend to try marital things instead of waiting until we get married. But I thank God that he has brought me to a place where I don't have a desire to do that anymore. Any relationship that I may be in, it has to be a relationship that is sound and based upon the principles of God's word. In other words, that means that in a relationship, there will be no intercourse. There will be none of that, because the Bible simply says that those are things that men and women should do when they are married. And that way we will not be committing sin. I thank God, because even in the midst of my smoking weed and all of that, he kept me. Not only did he keep me, but he kept his hand on me. I power and that with the Holy Ghost. And that is why I'm so very thankful for this ministry title that he has given to me and the ministry that he has allowed me to oversee, Divine Deliverance Ministry. I would certainly, again, not say anything or tell you anything that would bring harm to you or that would not be possible. I can tell you about how he delivered me. I can tell you about how he saved me. I can tell you how he transformed my mind and how he delivered me from the thoughts of suicide and all of the things that I may have thought to do to myself. I thank God because he brought me from that place to this place, the place he brought me from, the place of where I had such a bad attitude and I wanted to fight. And my anger was always at a 5 million level. It didn't take much for me to get there. But I thank God because I'm in a place I call humility. And I'm in a place to where even the frustrations of the world do not, they bother me, but they don't cause me to anger. And I thank God for this place. And that is why I thank God for divine deliverance, because truly there is divine deliverance in Christ. He has laid and impressed upon my heart to preach and to teach the gospel wherever I go. And in preaching and teaching the gospel, he said that I must preach a sound doctrine. And you say, what do you mean by sound doctrine? Many churches have their own doctrinal statements and their written creeds, and they're filled with absolutes. And such documents pose a big problem on people who view absolute statements with suspicion. But I thank God that he has given me the word to preach and to teach to men, women, boys, and girls, not just the theology that I can preach, but the word of God, the sound doctrine of Jesus Christ. He told me to teach the word in season and out of season, and that is exactly what this ministry is all about. I am going to preach and teach the word of God, and I'm not ashamed of the love of Jesus Christ. Glory to God, because it gives us power unto salvation, and therefore, if he could give us power unto salvation, then he can help us to make it through the very hard times in life. Even when we feel that we're not able to make it after the Lord has delivered us, he can give us power and he can give us encouragement and help us and place our feet on a higher ground, see that which we have come from. I just thank God for the sound doctrine, because it is it's crucial and it's very important to us. And perhaps I should define the word sound, just so that you can understand. And sound actually means solidly orthodox, conforming to biblical truth. Sound doctrine is teaching that agrees with the Bible. And we have certainly gotten away from the teaching that agrees with the Bible. But I want you to understand that Divine Deliverance Ministries is a ministry that teaches that agrees with the Bible. Paul tells us to teach what accords with sound doctrine in Titus 2 and 1. Titus' teaching has to correspond with God's word, and that's what we must be doing in this season. We should be teaching the word of God, the word that corresponds with God's word. The apostles were the pitch pipe through which God sounded the note to harmonize his church. So the main reason sound doctrine is important is that God directed us to preach it. There are other secondary reasons, such as the fact that our faith is centered on a specific message. The Bible defines this message explicitly. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures. He was buried, he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures in 1 Corinthians 15 is cut news. We are to share. Paul says it is of first importance change the message and the basis of faith crumbles. Jesus warned us to build our lives on the immovable rock of his teaching, not on the shifting sand of man's philosophy. And that's found in Matthew 7, 24 through 27. And so I want you to be encouraged because we must stand upon the word and the principles of God, because his word is what gives us power. It's what gives us solidity, or it gives us a solid foundation. His word is what keeps us in days and in times such as this. His word is what keeps us safe. His word is what we can stand on. And trust me, if we follow his word to a T, we will certainly be able to see him and hear him say, well, learn and to preach and to teach. And upon judgment day, be told by the Lord himself to get away from me, because I know you not. And then for me to tell him, my God, I have done everything. I have healed, I have preached, I've cast out demons in your name. And yet he still tells me to get away from him because he knows me not. I do not know about you, but I do not want my work and my living to be in vain. That's why it's so important for us to preach sound doctrine and to live the word of God from every corner of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. Hallelujah. And that way we will be able to see Jesus and hear him say, well done. Well, another reason why sound doctrine is important is that the gospel is a sacred trust. We dare not tamper with God's communique. We are the couriers of the message, not its editors. Jude was insistent that the church defend sound doctrine. Paul delivered to the saints in Jude 1:1-3. Contend means to strenuously fight for something and to hold nothing back in the struggle. We should neither add to nor subtract from God's word. Revelations 22:18-19. We receive what has been entrusted to us and uphold it as a pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Also, sound doctrine is important because what we believe has an impact on what we do. In other words, what we believe has an impact. If we believe and we have faith in God, then that faith that we have should show others that God is good. That should show others that we can be changed, that they can be changed as well as we have been changed. If we believe, that impact will begin to pour on others. As I often say, Lord, let your light so shine within me that men, women, boys, and girls will come crying out, Lord, what must I do to be saved? Not let my light shine, but Lord, let your light shine. So therefore, it's important, a direct correlation between belief and behavior. Maya Angelou said, put it this way, when you know better, you do better. A belief that one is invincible can easily lead to foolhardy behavior. In the same way, a man who rejects the idea of God and judgment will make very different choices than a man who fears God. So I just want you to be encouraged today and know that divine deliverance is on the move, and that no matter what it is, you can always call and count upon us to pray with you and believe that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. I believe that God is able to do anything but fail. I believe that he's able to deliver you. I believe that he's able to bring you out. I believe that he's able to save you, heal your body, make you anew all over again. So again, we thank you so much for joining us here at Divine Deliverance Ministries. Listen to us each Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. You can reach us at divinedeliverancemin.com, or reach us via email, divinedeliverancemini@gmail.com, or you're welcome to contact us at 844-776-7336. Thank you again, and may God bless you. This is Evangelist Spain, and remember, there is true